David Ryan featured in the BlackRock Boys documentary, which led to the scoping inquiry into alleged abuse and schools run by religious orders. Its findings, published last week, detailed nearly 2,400 allegations of historical sexual abuse involving more than 880 alleged abusers in 308 schools nationwide. In his first broadcast interview since that report came out, David Ryan has been speaking to our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally about the need for a state apology, as well as a swift commission of investigation and redress. And David Ryan also paid tribute to his brother Mark, who died a year ago this month, and he urged victims and survivors who haven't yet done so to come forward now. David Ryan gave his first reaction to the publication of the scoping inquiry.
It's great it has come out, and I'm thrilled that it has, for Mark's and my sake. Just it's actually come out, and the ball is starting to roll at long last. The phones have not stopped ringing, constant ringing. How am I? What do you think? I'm being honest, I haven't read the report. It's just too much, too raw, too soon. I'll do it in my own time. But what has come out, I'm happy with. There are mixed emotions, what people are saying. Some people aren't too happy, some people are happy. But I'm going to sit on the fence at the moment. I'll do it in my own time when I'm ready. My perpetrators have all died, unfortunately. I never got them to justice. I never got justice from them. So we have to work forward now that the perpetrators that are alive, they have got to be brought in and tried for these other victims that have come forward.
And how did you find the actual scoping inquiry itself?
It was very, very tough. And it's like your personal life, you're telling somebody that you don't really know. But if I don't do it, they're not going to know. So I had to just grin and bear it and just do it. It was a tough, tough day, a really tough day. Some people were in for a couple of hours. I know Mark was in for over 2.5 hours doing his. I don't know how long I was. I was there for a while, but it's tough. A lot of questions. If you don't answer the questions, they can't go any further with it. So the more they got, the more they can do. And they've 700 pages. There you go.
So the commission of investigation, you want it done as quick as possible?
Quick as it has to. It cannot go on and put back and put back. I mean, I never know when I'm going to go. I mean, I would like this before I go for my sake and for Mark's. You know, it just has to come. And an apology, another one. I know Bertie Ahern did his. But another one has to be done now, because there's more people that have been hurt, severely hurt, and the pain is still there. I mean, we're all suffering still. It'll never go. They'll always be there. But I'm able to cope with it better. All right, there are dark days still. I mean, there's certain anniversaries, certain dates that it'll always just trigger straight away. But I'm learning to cope with it.
So. A swift commission of investigation, a state apology, and what about redress?
Definitely. Everything all has to be done. I just can't emphasise this so much. I mean, stop sitting on the backsides now. Come on, let's get this up and going. I mean, the minister was so good. She did delay it because she said, David, I want to get this right. And right she did. And the amount of people that are coming forward, that's the main thing. The more, the better.
There are victims and survivors that probably are looking for your advice. And what would you say to them, particularly those that are holding on to it and it's still, they haven't spoken to anyone about it. What would you say to them, maybe where to go and what to do?
I know where they are. I know how they feel. It's a tough, tough thing to do. Some of them have unfortunately passed away that they weren't able to talk. But as I said before, you know, pick up the phone. Go talk to 1 in 4. It's private, it's confidential. 1 in 4 are so supportive. They will guide you what to do and where to go. And that's how to do it. Talk to them. And once you talk once, it'll flow.
And, you know, you're coming up to another emotional time. Well, you're actually in it. You're in the month
that
Mark passed away a year ago. How do you feel about it? Like, are you going to mark the 1 year anniversary, or have you any plans?
Yeah, we have plans. Yeah. I think the grief has only kind of hit me when this all started coming. you know, I see his picture. I have his photographs in my bedroom, and his urn is up in the room with me, and the awards that we got for the Dotcom one are all there. Every day I see him, and he has that smile on his face, and I said, look at you, Mark Ryan. So we are marking it. It's going to be just a private one, just with family and close friends. As you know, Mark went on the Asgard when he was younger, and what we are going to do, I'm taking his ashes on a friend's boat on the Saturday, and we're going to go into Dublin Bay, and we're going to push his ashes out in Dublin Bay. And that's his final farewell, which will be tough. It will be very, very tough.
David Ryan speaking about his late brother Mark to our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally.